This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's latest round of e-bike rebates on Tuesday took just 20 minutes to run out of the popular vouchers. The city doubled the number of rebates in response to high demand. Through the rebates, the city hopes to reduce car emissions by paying part of the cost for electric bikes. There are five more rounds of rebates scheduled this year. The great outdoors were a little less popular in Colorado last year. CPR's Paolo Josseda has more.
State parks got 9% fewer visitors compared with the previous year. 2021 had been an all-time high amid the pandemic. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials believe the decrease is just a return to the mean. But despite that decrease last year, visitation is still above pre-pandemic levels. State parks got about 18 million visitors in 2022. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The University of Colorado's new head football coach, Deion Sanders, has introduced his first recruiting class for the Buffaloes. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Most of the class of 42 athletes consist of transfers, most of them from out of state. But Sanders says he'll be looking for more homegrown talent this spring.
We would love to attain all the talent that's in state. That's our goal, to be dominant in state. If a kid can play, we want him.
The recruiting class is the largest in CU history and ranks 21st nationally. From Boulder, I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines is suing to block a fine from Colorado's Labor Department. The state alleges Southwest did not provide the paid sick leave required by a new state law. Separate from that lawsuit, both Southwest and United Airlines are suing Colorado in federal court to stop the enforcement of the law for airlines. The law, called the Colorado Healthy Families and Workplaces Act, took effect at the start of last year. A sunny day across Colorado and temperatures getting warmer for tomorrow and the weekend in Denver, a high of 41 this afternoon, Montrose 34, Grand Junction 37. In the mountains, a sunny day and highs near 30 in Vail, and just about everywhere getting a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.